You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and sharing your passion. My name is Dennis Truffin, and I'm here to help you create freedom in your time, money, and work through the long-term growth and power of YouTube. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about 50 evergreen video ideas across 5 niches, a starter pack for your YouTube channel. I thought that was a cute name.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work with the power of YouTube. And now your host, Dennis Truffin.
All right, so before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to quickly set a reminder here for everybody that consistency is key. Consistency is key. And I think that's important. I think consistency is honestly the key to success for a lot of people. It's the key to a lot of opportunities for ourselves, for our health, for our future. And I just wanted to remind people because, you know, it's always good to be reminded about things and, you know, sticking with things. And we talked about it before too, where it's like, maybe consistency might look a little bit different from day to day, but as a whole, even if you can only get 5%, that's consistent. So stick with it. Keep doing the work. Even when you don't see results, stay consistent. It's really powerful. That's all I got to say for this, because this episode is going to be a mouthful with talking about the 50 different evergreen videos. So let's go ahead and get today's episode started. All right. So 50 evergreen video ideas across 5 niches, a starter pack for your YouTube channel. Now, if you've been making YouTube videos, hopefully this will inspire you with some ideas. If you are in any of the niches we're going to talk about today, take these and make the videos, please. Like, I don't mind that you're going to, you know, hear these and want to do them yourself. But again, even if they're not in your niche, just look at the opportunities in your niche based off of the things I'm going to talk about. So, you know, if it can fit in any mold into what you want to share and help with other people, this is going to be, you know, hopefully a really good kind of kickoff for you, or maybe just like a reinvigoration of ideas. And sometimes I know that like ideas are not necessarily what we need to really kick off. I've got a list of videos that constantly just keeps growing, but this is going to be more along the lines of how I see it when it comes to people asking me, hey, I'm in this niche, what videos would you make if they're evergreen? And this is kind of that list, right? It's not exact. I would probably even dive a little bit deeper with people, but I need to be in person with them to be able to do that, or online, obviously. But like, I need to kind of like play around with their particular niche. So the first niche that we're going to get into here is with food. So let's go over some of these 10 different video ideas I would have if I were in a food niche or some kind of food centric topic. So the first one would be 5 easy crockpot dinners under 30 minutes. It gives a really good understanding that these are easy and that you can do them under 30 minutes. It gives people a much better idea than saying easy crockpot dinners, because you're being very specific and you're letting people know that it's easy. Next up would be how to make a simple 5-step and then whatever the dish is. So whether it's like pizza, pasta, cookies. What this really does is it's, again, letting people know that it's simple and the minimal amount of steps it's going to take to get to this point in creating whatever the food is. If you want to go a little bit deeper into this, if you're in a cooking channel, you could say a beginner's guide 2025, 2026, whatever year, to cooking whatever that very specific thing is. Or maybe it could even be to like grilling, you know, beginner's guide 2025 to grilling. And you might think if you're in a grilling channel, for example, that you're like, well, you know, why would I want to, you know, make a video about like a beginner's guide? But there's so many people out there that want to get started with grilling, but almost feel inadequate at times or feel nervous to ask the questions out loud. So if you make a video answering those questions in a beginner's guide, you are the one that's helping them move the needle and break past that hump that they were in. And so then guess what? They're going to want to trust you more. So really take that in consideration. Nothing is too small when it comes to supporting your audience, I believe, especially in teaching aspects. So the next idea here would be healthy meal preps for busy moms. And what that really does is let it be known that it's for busy moms. And here's the caveat. You can actually even do that for healthy meal prep ideas for, you know, working moms or whatever. Like, you can replace any of those words because most likely it's just a generic thing. But what you're trying to do is target a specific audience with a specific problem, right? If they're busy moms, they have a lot of other things to do. And saying that they're healthy and it's for busy moms, their understanding is that, hey, look, this is going to be for me because I'm that person. And that's what they maybe are typing in as well too. But again, like, busy mom could be replaced with like busy dad or, you know, busy parents, whatever the case. Next up on this would be budget-friendly grocery shopping tips for young adults. And this could also even be something like a beginner's or budget-friendly grocery shopping beginner's guide for young adults. And this, again, is something where maybe somebody didn't grow up with a parent who taught them how to grocery shop. So saying for young adults could be something in the context of like, hey, maybe you weren't taught this and you might feel silly going to the grocery store and not knowing better, but I got you. Here's going to be the tips that I have for you. And you're again, serving an audience because you're the one that's answering these questions that maybe they have in their head, but they don't want to ask out loud. Maybe they're typing them in into YouTube, which is how they find your videos, but they're a little nervous to ask because they almost feel guilty for not knowing these things. And we never want anybody to feel bad for asking, you know, those questions that they're like, yeah, I got a silly question. Nothing's a silly question. If somebody doesn't know something and you do, we should almost feel honored that like we're the ones that are supporting somebody moving the needle on their education in whatever that niche is. So the next thing on here I have is top five kitchen gadgets for a small kitchen. And what this really does is these gadgets could be for any kind of kitchen, but if you are helping people that have small kitchens, that's a big problem that these people might be facing. So they might want to know which five are going to be the best to have in their household if it is that small kitchen. And again, you're really targeting a very specific niche in this space, right? Small kitchens, because somebody might have a large kitchen and they might still be interested in watching this video, and that's totally great. But we're trying to target the people with the small kitchen. And if that's what they're typing in, they might be saying, hey, I got a small kitchen. What are some of the most important gadgets to have if I'm limited on my options? And that's the video that will come up. Next up here is how to clean your stainless steel pan correctly. And I like these kind of topics as well, where you're kind of letting people know to do something properly because maybe there's a common misnomer on how to do something, right? Or like people say multiple different ways to do it, and you know, in your way of doing it, this is the correct way. So then you can put that into your title so that way people know, hey, this is how you do it. Next up here is going to be cooking basics for complete beginners and then whatever year. And again, what you're letting people know is that, hey, if you're just getting started, this is the video series for you. This is going to be the content that you want to come in and watch. And cooking basics, complete beginners is really kind of, you're hitting the nail on the head that whoever's going to come in here is really starting from scratch and doesn't know any of it. And you're going to be the guide for them. Next up is going to be easy desserts, dessert recipes, no baking. And again, this is going to be something where maybe people want to get a dessert, but they don't want to go through the whole baking process, and saying no bake or no baking, easy dessert recipes. You can kind of flip flop that if you need to. Really just emphasizes what the value of the video is going to be. And it really helps people because this is going to be a little bit more in depth than just saying easy dessert recipes. Because if you try to do easy dessert recipes, you're going to have a lot of competition. But doing no bake, you're going to have less competition and more interest from a particular group of people. But here's a really cool thing. And this is the reason I added this one in. The people that are going to watch that video first are the ones that actually are looking for a no bake dessert recipe. But if it does well enough, if you hit the nail on the head with how that video is supposed to like go across, right? You're not over fluffing it. You're giving people exactly what they're looking for. Eventually that video would show up in the easy dessert recipes, even for people that are not looking for the no bake option. And they might eventually just start clicking on it because they're like, oh, no baking. I didn't even think of that. And start clicking on it and it'll get ranked up. It's such an incredible thing to see. I've had it with plenty of videos where it starts off very niche, so the growth takes a long time. But once it kind of hits like a more mass market, it's a pretty incredible thing to see. So if you are a cooking channel, definitely use that. If you're not a cooking channel, again, take that, but implement it into whatever niche you have. And then the last one for the food is vegan or vegetarian cooking 101, right? Like sometimes going basic is really good and having that available for you. That one we could probably, honestly, I think I was supposed to write something extra with that, but if I were to kind of think off the top of my head, it could obviously be like something like simple or, you know, no fuss vegan cooking 101, because again, if somebody's like a complete beginner, that might help them in that process. Or you could even, now that I said it out loud, you could say, you know, new vegetarians cooking 101, right? So that could also be the case. All right, so I got that niche down. So the next niche I have on here that we're going to kind of go over some examples is going to be fitness and health. So the first one I got on this list is home workout routines for beginner men, or you could do beginner women, or you could do beginner whatever. And what that's, again, really doing is telling people, hey, here are some home workouts. And it's for a particular, you know, gender or for a particular type of person. It could be, you know, home workout routines for young adults, for, you know, people in college, maybe because of the room space. Like all of these things, we can figure out the different nuances that a certain group of people have. And I talk about this a lot too, where sometimes people are like, well, I'm not going to make that video because only 100 people search for it every month when I look it up. Okay. And if nobody's going to make that video because everybody's thinking the same thing you're thinking, then what's going to happen? That person's not being served. So if you are the only video that's good quality, that's gonna hit the mark, and those 100 people, you're gonna get half of them every month, you got 50 views every month on a particular video, that's gonna compound with every other video you're gonna make, even if it's not getting a ton of views all the time. Like, it's okay to not get a ton of views so long as you're getting the right views. Honestly, I always want the right views. I don't want a lot of views. I want the right views, because if I'm gonna recommend more videos for them, that's the right person to do so with. If I'm going to recommend a product or an affiliate, that's the right person to do it with. So keep that in mind as we go through more of this list. Next one on the fitness and health is going to be yoga for stress relief before sleep. Yeah, I like that one. So next is going to be healthy habits to improve your life for students. And next up here is going to be how to stay motivated to work out at home. Right? Because there's like staying motivated for working out, but like, especially when you're at home, right? Because you got nothing else going on potentially to kind of amp you up in that space. So I think that one was a really good one. And then there's like the how to do, you know, like pull-ups or, you know, touch your toes for the first time. And again, this goes back to the whole basics thing. If you're thinking, how does somebody not know how to do a pull-up, right? It's so daunting for somebody to feel like they can ask the questions because they feel possibly like they don't know better, and that honestly, they kind of feel dumb about it, right? They could feel dumb about it. And if you're that person that says, hey man, I'm going to show you how to do a push-up for the very first time, I got you, don't you worry. And if you got more questions, leave them in the comments. What you're doing is you're making that person feel seen. You're having that person build trust with you. So then after the first push-up, you're like, hey, I got you done with your first push-up. Now let's show you how to do 10 push-ups. Click this video here. They're going to want to go to that video because they trust you. They know that you are okay with them not knowing how to do something that to you would seem so basic, but you got them. And when you do that, you build trust. So next up here is going to be healthy freezer meals on a budget. So that's great. I think it kind of hits the nail. You can even get really specific on the kind of meal. So you can say healthy, you know, crock pot. I go to crock pots all the time. Healthy crock pot freezer meals on a budget, or you could say healthy vegan freezer meals on a budget. Like, you can get really specific. The more specific you get, the better it gets. Next up is going to be best exercises for, let's say, a body part without equipment. I like that one a lot. Next up is going to be how to improve sleep without melatonin, right? So now we're like trying to take things away based off of what people typically do, and if they're wanting to kind of stray away from the norms on that. Next up would be mindful meditation techniques for working out, for focus, for study, for anxiety, those kind of things. And then next up would be healthy lifestyle routines for night shift workers. And the crazy thing could be is that those healthy lifestyle routines could be the same as somebody who's awake during the day, but you're targeting the night shift person. So long as those metrics and those tips are the same, you can just add in the night shift workers in there. And what you're doing is you're targeting a very specific audience who is looking for those things to be solved. And I love anytime I can solve it for a particular audience, because then I make them feel seen. And I think that's important. All right, next up is going to be travel. So from this one, I have top travel destinations in December for newlyweds, or as an example, top travel destinations in November for students, right? Like, you get so specific about the month of the year and then like the type of person that's going to those destinations. I think that's really clever. Here I have also first-time traveler budget tips for a specific destination. So not just overall first-time traveler budget tips, because to try to compete against that, you're probably going to have a really hard time. But if you're going to be doing a first-time traveler budget tips for, let's say, like Romania, like, you're going to have somebody who's typing in Romania stuff, and then that might show up for them, even if they didn't inherently look for it. But the fact that it's there, like, whoa, I'm going to Romania for the first time, and I'm a first-time traveler, this is incredible how specific this video is for me. But then you're going to get a lot of people who are just going to see that video for wanting to go to Romania for the first time, even if they've traveled before. Like, it's going to be the case for the person making that video. Next up on this is how to plan a long road trip on a budget. I like that one because then it's like letting people know, like, hey, you're going to do a long road trip. Here's ways to save money, not just how to save money on a road trip or budget on a road trip. It's a long road trip. But next up here is going to be packing essentials for hostels, right? So a lot of people do packing essentials for travel, but like, what if somebody's just going to go through on hostels? Maybe there's specific things that those people need in that particular environment for their packing. And so you're going to be that person for them. And with those kind of videos, you could, you know, start it off with having the year on there. So it could be like packing essentials for hostels 2025. And then after that year ends, I don't like adding the next year. I just like to take away the year and it just becomes the basics of the packing essentials for hostels. So next up here would be, this is a really fun one. When I was doing the research for this, this is solo traveler photography tips without tripods or without a tripod. And I love that because as somebody who's traveled before and wanted to take photos, but didn't have a tripod, like this is a really good one. Like I love that. So next up would be best time to visit Japan for a particular reason. And same thing with any other country. So with Japan, I wrote for cherry blossoms because when they blossom, people want to go and or know that particular timing. So if you can be in support of that, right, you could say best time to visit blank country or blank city or blank place for whatever it's kind of known for, like Yellowstone, right? So you could say, you know, best time to visit Yellowstone for, you know, the geysers or whatever the case may be, or for whatever you want to add to that. Next one up here is best shoes to travel in a plane. And I thought this was interesting. I don't travel with more than one pair of shoes, but there's a lot of people that do. And some people want to be very comfortable on a plane. So best shoes for plane travel would be something you could add in there. You could even go really specific, best comfortable shoes for plane travel, right? Like you're really emphasizing that this is going to be comfortable during your plane rides. So next up here, this one was a little tough and you can definitely dig in a little bit more in this as well too. So this was how to find cheap flights last minute, because how to find cheap flights is going to be really hard to compete against with everybody else. But if you do last minute, from what I was researching, it's not as competitive, but then you could even do last minute to whatever country. If you obviously can, you know, do the research on how to get those best prices. Yeah. How to find cheap flights last minute to New York. That would be huge, right? Maybe there is something about like when you're going to flights in New York at a specific day of the week, even if it's last minute, is always going to be the best deal. Like Monday nights, you know, might be the best deal regardless if it's last minute going to New York. You know, that can be a really, really great video for people. And then a lot of people are just going to end up looking at that video just because it's a last minute on how to find good flights. Next one here is going to be best travel groups for young solo travelers. And this is really great for, again, people who are wanting to travel, but want to find groups of travelers to kind of interact with in those spaces. And so when you're going through this, you could even change this to best travel groups for older solo travelers or for women solo travelers. Again, you can kind of like interject different pieces in this. And again, if you're in a different niche, you can look at this as like an opportunity for yours. This one is actually probably one of my favorites in this niche as well. How to avoid jet lag flying west. And then of course you could do how to avoid jet lag flying east. And here's what's great. One, there's probably is some different things going in those two different directions. While also at the same time, if you just try to compete of, you know, how to avoid jet lag, like, yeah, it's going to be so hard to compete. But if you're like one of the very few people that says, look, you're going west, let me show you how to like avoid this jet lag. You're being very specific to those people. And it's going to help those particular people because it is going to be different and you're catering to those people. And plus, that's two videos if you really wanted to go that route. All right. Next up on this is going to be with technology. Now, I did this more of like a like tech tutorials, but not even just like technology. This is like, I would say like day to day used applications. I mean, you'll see here what I mean in the first one. So the first one I put on here, it says mastering Google Sheets, 10 formulas every beginner should know. And this is again, helping people understand. This could be more of like a masterclass, like a full, you know, 15, 20 minute guide. But then you could also break those down into individual little mini series. Next up here would be speed up your slow computer, 10 easy fixes. So you're letting people know that there's 10 opportunities to quickly figure out their solution to their problem. This one is a little bit interesting here. So this one would say, what is AI? A simple explanation for beginners. And the reason I put this on here for like technology is like if you're a tech channel or you're a channel that wants to educate people on technology, explaining to people what AI is, it might be a little difficult in some ways, but if you're saying a simple explanation for beginners or like a beginner's guide to AI understanding or, you know, basics, what you're really doing is giving people an opportunity to want to connect with you because you're going to go through and, you know, teach them like they're five, so to speak, right? And so I like that one as an explainer, and I do explainers for my video channel as well too, where if I can teach people what a certain word means in my space, I think it goes a long way. So look at that as like a, what words or what things in your space can you teach people with to help them in that realm. Next up on this one would be troubleshooting common Wi-Fi problems, a step-by-step guide. The next one on here is how to clear your browser cache and cookies on Chrome. And then again, you could change this out for on Firefox, on, you know, Microsoft Edge, whatever other web browsers there are. You can replace that end piece with whatever that browser is, because you're being very specific for that audience. And you actually do with that one very much so. You want to show them exactly on each browser individually. And again, if you do make those kind of tutorials, now you got like 6 videos or 7 videos you can make with all the different types of browsers out there. Next up on here is how to take a screenshot on a Windows device, a Mac device, an iPhone. Like, I know it might come so natural to a lot of people, but there might be somebody out there that doesn't know how to screenshot on an iPhone, and you could be that service for them to be able to go through that process. How to use AirDrop to transfer files. And then you could do whatever the Android version of that is. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, to transfer files. This one's great. How to set up parental controls on iPhone or on a tablet for toddlers, for, you know, teens, for whatever age group that person's in, because maybe there are different like restrictions that you need to be aware of and stuff. So like being very specific to, again, that you're helping parental control settings, but like for a particular age group. And I think that goes a long way. Next up here is going to be how to mute notifications on your iPhone or whatever device you're helping them with. And then this one is, you know, like a little bit more grander, how to use Google Drive, a beginner's guide. Because maybe after enough tutorials of needing to learn, you know, little pieces of Google Drive, that person's like, okay, I just need to watch a full beginner's guide and truly understand how Google Drive works. Or, you know, you could do Microsoft Drive, OneDrive, I think they call it, or, you know, any of the other cloud services as well too. You could do complete beginner guides on all of those as well. Okay, so the next thing that I have here, those were the first four niches. I got one more here, but those first four were more broad, just as far as like the niches go. And like, I kind of just dabbled into different areas of those niches. This one is a little different. I actually chose a hyper specific niche because I wanted to show you a little bit of a deeper dive. So that way, again, you're learning in different avenues, right? You're learning the more broad way, and now you're learning a little bit more of like the direct way on a particular niche. So if you are a plant channel, that's a huge umbrella. If you said, hey, I talk about plants, like, okay, great, love it. But like, what do you talk about plants for? Do you talk about specific plants? Do you talk about, you know, the how to take care of them? Do you talk about like their implications in the world? Do you talk about like all these different areas inside of like plants, right? So I chose one inside of the plant world / you know, green world, green thumbs, to a channel that would be growing an herb garden. So this is like really niche down. So I'm not talking about, you know, flowers. I'm not talking about, you know, money trees. I'm not talking about ZZ plants or anything. I'm just talking about herb gardens exclusively, at least to start off with. And if you want to grow that, and if you are herb garden channel, I hope this helps you a lot. And again, if you're not an herb garden channel, take these and implement them based off of your niche as well too. So the first one on this list is 10 herbs to grow in your first herb garden. I love that one. If I was just getting started, which I do have an herb garden now, I would want to watch that. I'd want to know what are the 10 herbs. And you could do 5. You could do 3 most important herbs to grow in your first herb garden. Next up on this list would be starting herbs from a seed, a beginner's guide. You could even go so much more deeper into this and saying growing basil from a seed or growing parsley from a seed, a step-by-step guide or a beginner's guide, because you're being so specific about that one. Because maybe for a couple of the herbs, it's going to be pretty similar, but some of them might have just a little bit of a different nuance to them, and people want to know that particular nuance. So next up on this list would be pest control for herb gardens, natural solutions. I like that one. Next up on here would be growing herbs in containers, balcony and patio gardening. Because maybe people are limited, and I do have some other ones in that, but like limited on their spacing. And so maybe that's the best they can do, is maybe they have containers. They don't have the jars or any other means besides a container. Next one here is troubleshooting common herb garden problems for beginners. Or you could just kind of take the troubleshooting part, saying, you know, common herb garden problems for beginners, just kind of helping people with knowing, hey, there's going to be some common issues that you're going to run into. We got you covered here. Next one up here is winterizing your herb garden, tips for cold climates. And then again, you can also do this, you know, tips for warm climates, tip for humid climates, or, you know, dry climates. I think when you again help people in different sections that they might be in based off of their geography would be really big, or their knowledge base would be huge too. And this one is also kind of what I talked about earlier. This one says growing herbs in small spaces, apartment gardening, right? Because now you're again working with people who are limited on their spacing and they want to grow these things. And you know, they might be in an apartment. Granted, they might also be in a condo. They might even be in a small house, but you know, you can change that ending to say house gardening, small house gardening, or, you know, ADU gardening if they are living in an ADU. Next up on here is going to be more of a question in the title. And I think that's okay too, if it's warranted. So it says, what type of dirt to use for an herb garden? Or you can say types of dirt to use for an herb garden if you don't want to have the question in there. And questions are sometimes okay in the title if it's warranted, like I said. So if you don't want to, you can just say types of dirt to use for an herb garden. And I am not an herb garden expert by any means. I have a small garden, but I'm pretty sure you could use quite the most common dirt for that. Obviously, there might be some specialty dirt. But even if, again, the answer is the simple answer, give them the simple answer in that video, and that's great. I have videos sometimes where I'll make them, and I'm like, this is like a very basic answer, but people are asking the question, so I'm making the video. And guess what? In that video, the comments, people are thankful for giving me, for them, getting the answer from me because they were curious about it and they didn't know. So if the type of dirt to use in an herb garden is just your standard type of dirt, that's the answer. But like, make the video because the people are clearly asking the question. And I know that because I saw that in the research I was doing, that some people are asking that question of what type of dirt to use for an herb garden. This one right here is similar to what we talked about the winterizing earlier with the tips for the cold climates. So it's very similar here, but this one says growing cilantro in hot climates, which I think is really clever, right? Because you're getting, again, not only specific on the climate, but like the actual herb that is being grown. And then other ideas in the same space would be growing thyme in different climates, right? Or you can say growing thyme in warm climates or, you know, cold climates, because you're being so hyper-specific. Because we go from just saying winterizing your herb garden as a general to now, hey, this particular herb in this particular climate. How does that function for us? Just make a video. And the great thing is then you could take that same herb and make it with all the other climates, humidity, you know, no heat, or like, you know, dry heat, or, you know, any of those kind of things. And then the next one I have on here, it says growing mint in a container, tips to prevent overgrowth. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I saw that and I was like, that makes sense. People are asking that question. Growing mint in container, tip to prevent overgrowing. So those are going to be just some of the ideas in this more hyper-specific niche that I kind of chose on here. And I wanted to show these because I think it's really important to have an understanding that like the more specific you get, the better odds you're going to have to find the right viewer to the right video. And even if it doesn't get you a ton of views, even early on or even long-term, those views are going to be so important for your channel because it's going to help that retention that we talked about actually in the most previous episode, but also it's going to build that trust with your audience to want to come back to you. If you're helping somebody get started with an herb garden and some of these videos hit the mark on just that one very hyper-specific thing, the next time you release a video that's maybe a little bit more broad, that person has a higher likelihood of seeing your next video, whether it's in the home feed or their next search that they do on YouTube, because YouTube said, hey, last time you helped this person out, they got a ton of value. They stayed on the video long-term and they really got everything out of this video. We want to send them to you again. And that makes you more views, that gets you more ad revenue, that gets you more subscribers long-term, that gets you everything that you want to grow on a YouTube channel. And it becomes more passive the more content that you have. Because you think about all these videos that we talked about today, right? It was 50 different videos overall, but it was 5 different niches, but you could take them all and make them into your own niche. If you made all 50 of those videos and you got pretty specific with a ton of them, where do you think your channel will be, you know, 6 months from now with those 50 videos existing, getting views, generating that know, like, and trust with the audience members? It's going to change where you're at. And I know it's going to change for the better, because that's what we all want here on YouTube, is to grow, to build consistency, and to get passive income long-term as well. So I hope all these helped you out. If you want any more resources, check out the show notes. I got my ebook in there that goes over analytics and kind of helps you get a better idea of how to really understand those so you can continue to grow your YouTube channel. So until then, I will talk to you later. Thank you again for listening to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Now, in this episode, we talked a lot about some resources, which we'll have linked up in the show notes down below for you, including our 7 days to uploading your first YouTube video, which is going to be a checklist that's entirely free for you to utilize, again, in the show notes down below. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you next week.